Roger.
WSJU 864 Fire.
Morning, WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
Morning, Sam, out there, Tim. WRWB 49.
Usually already halfway to work this morning, but not a little behind schedule. Had to get my key for the road.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I don't start work till 9 o'clock today, so I got a little time.
Sure. Well, you got enough time to eat breakfast and take a nice little nap before you leave out.
I sure do. Yep, I sure do. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm always used to getting up early. It's just the way my body is. But sometimes I will doze off and set an alarm.
Mom, she's an early bird, 4:30, between 4:35 every day, no matter what, she's up.
Yeah. Well, my one job I had, you know, I'd have to be there like at 5 a.m. So that's why I'm so used to getting up so early. I did that for many years.
Understand that. You have you on a shift so many years, your biological clock is already set. It's like, okay, we need to get up. We're supposed to be doing this, but we're not. But yeah, there's always things change. But, I don't know, get up early is better. You get to enjoy most of the day. I'll see the sun come up anyway.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, there hasn't been any activity out here this morning except for you, King, up. You're like the first person I heard.
Hey, man, have you ever had... Mostly everybody might have had a late night like I did. A little slower moving.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Nobody else trying to key. Usually I hear that somebody keying up bikes and stuff this time of the day. I don't key up all the time, but I'm always listening on my way in. But quiet this morning.
I know what you mean. The QRM never fails. Anyway, I don't want to bring that up too much.
Yeah, you bring it up and then it might start again. That's how that works. Alright, we figure we'd see out here. Was out there this morning. Try to get to work on time. I'm running out of time, but I think I'm going to make it.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, so, I guess it's going to be 72 today for a high.
Guess we can't complain, though, right? Because the weather been having the last couple of weeks. It's supposed to turn back by the weekend, I guess. A couple more 80-degree days.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, not too many more. We're getting to that time of season where everything starts to change.
Got some leaves already changing. Ready to, actually got leaves on the ground already starting in front of the house. I ain't looking forward to cleaning up leaves, because once it starts, it doesn't stop for a couple of weeks, I guess. 2 or 3 weeks of leaf cleanup, maybe even longer.
Yeah, I got walnut trees in my backyard that have already started to drop, so. But luckily I got one of those leaf sweepers that hook up to the back of the tractor, and I can just pull that around and collect it all and put it in one big pile.
Those leaf sweepers, those things are awesome. I use one on my property over in Canada. Sometimes the grass gets a little too long and then it gets all bunched up, so that I use the sweeper. It takes quite a while. I've got a big, about 4 acres, pretty big, so. But I got to clean it all up for the next cut. But yeah, those are awesome. They work good.
Yeah, they do. What do you got, like a cottage over there somewhere in Ontario?
Outside of Windsor, I'm about 25 miles due south of Windsor, out in the country.
Good morning from WSHM 738. Mike, and I forget the other gentleman's name, but I recognize his voice going on. I thought he said Mount Clemens a week ago or so, but hey, you know, I don't have the best memory.
Memories like mine. Good morning to you. I recognize the voice also.
Yeah, what's going on there, Paul? Yeah, I'm just out here talking with Tim.
Hi, well, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Tim.
Write that down. So my memory's not good. Paul?
Hi, Charlie. Maybe Charlie's in there. Charlie? No, Charlie. Mike?
Yeah, what's going on? Just on your way to work.
I am. Just another day in paradise.
That radio you're running in that vehicle, that radio sounds always nice and loud.
Who, mine?
It sounds good.
Jeez, you're making me blush. Mike?
You know, people say my mobile, you know, sounds too loud. You know, and I've tried to turn it down, and only thing I could do is, you know, in the menu function, is just turn it to, set it to narrow band. And I guess there's a way to do it, but you got to hook it up to the computer and use a program to turn down the mic gain.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, got a lot to do with the deviation, right? So that one's a little wider than most, I feel. So the good quality control to keep their radios consistent for whatever reason.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, you know, I looked up different videos on YouTube and different forums, and they say you gotta somehow hook it up to the computer and use a program to do it. It's not in the menu functions.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. That's the way it's all going. Everything's computer controlled these days. Whatever happened to the good old radios, like from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Tim?
Radio's always sounded good. Just basically buy it, plug it in, and key up the mic, and you're ready to go. But, yeah, they got nice programs out there. It's just a little more of a headache if you have to make a change to the radio.
Well, I'm a radio technician and electronic, I don't want to say expert, but I've been dealing with electronics for a long time. Not only personally, but professionally. And so, you know, I just know back in the day, you know, to work on products, whatever it was, you know, you could deal with them. A little different today. Just like the cars, huh? Mike?
Yeah. These cars today are all computerized. Back then, everything was manual. You know, if you had to work on your vehicle, you just hooked it up to a big sun machine and it had all these analog gauges. Now you got to have a $15,000 scanner just to see what's wrong with your car.
Yeah, certainly crazy.
Pretty good old YouTube now. Pretty good. Step by step, if you got to tear something complicated apart, troubleshoot.
Yeah, it helps, but don't believe every one of those idiots. You gotta have still a little smartness to weed out what you're seeing versus right versus wrong.
You do. There are people that are wrong some of the time, and they try to mislead you. It's like, no, you don't have to do it that way. It's like when my starter went out in my truck, you know, these forums are saying, and the videos are saying, oh no, you have to take all this off, the wheel well and the tire off to get at the starter. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was just two bolts and it slid right out without having to do all that extra hoopla. I mean, sure you had to lay on your back, but that's about it, you know. It wasn't nothing too elaborate.
Going behind the moon, though. I'll be right back.
In a day, I could take a motor out on a Friday. By Sunday evening, I'd have to have a motor back in and running. But all this new stuff is a little more complicated. And you need special tools.
Coming out from behind the moon, Apollo 1, you know, is in a weak spot there.
Yeah, we got you in there now. Yeah, I know what you mean. Today's world, it's like, man. Yeah, and a lot of these tools, they're expensive, so a lot of times you're just better off renting the tool from, say, like O'Reilly's or Advanced or AutoZone and just take it back when you're done using it.
That right, but That's the best way to do it. I have a lot of tools, but I like to work on vehicles, but you never have all the tools you need. There's always a special tool halfway through the job. You have to go get it to get the job done. But the old body doesn't like laying on the ground much anymore. Yeah, well, that kind of happens with age. I forgot. I thought you told me you were, like, right around my age, I thought. Pretty sure that's what you said, but anyways. Yeah, it gets a little tougher. Yeah, it could always be worse, you know, so. Just throw it over to you.
Job's not too major. I try to get it done, make it happen, and save a few dollars. Take them into these shops and end up telling you needing a whole lot more stuff than you actually need.
It happened to me, that place around the corner from us, Basha, they tried to tell me that I needed a transmission because my vehicle was bucking and jerking and the Stabilitrack system was causing all kinds of headaches when I got some new tires, and I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm like, I pulled the dipstick, and I'm like, there's no metal swirls or shavings, and the transmission fluid's not burnt. It doesn't look brown. I says, you sure? I think so. You know, we'll have to. So I looked at the tires, and I'm like, I don't think these are the right circumference or size. I'm like, so I took it back to the place I got the tires from, got some different tires, had them throw them on there, and it quit doing what it was doing. It just, it wasn't the right size tires. So, but they tried to say, you know, because their $15,000 or $10,000 scanners has, you know, all these codes popped up. Well, maybe that's because of the fact that, you know, I didn't like the tires I had on it.
Well, computer, it doesn't like something, it's going to light up on the dash or create some kind of problem and let you know, hey, something's wrong. Yeah, and sometimes what it indicates always doesn't mean it's exactly that, right? Could be something off to the side that relates to that. So things are very tricky, especially if you use just a generic, you know, like a stupid Chinese code reader, right? So I think you got to take a little of that with a grain of salt sometimes, too.
Do because those don't. I have one of those, and all they read is just engine codes. They won't go in depth with like the body control module or the transmission control module. They won't read any of that stuff. Just the ECU.
Right, it works for the generic stuff, kind of. But I mean, it's not like what a dealership would have. It's a whole different animal. Guys, I try to stay away from the dealership unless you got a warranty, and it's okay. You take it there, yeah, they give you a long list of all this stuff you need. I'll say even if it's under warranty, I'm not sure you're safe there. You'll walk away with a car that's never right again.
Been there, done that. I know you had that experience with that Volt. They screwed it up. I had an issue where they couldn't find the initial problem, but as soon as my warranty expired and ran out, they found the problem. I says, you know what? Forget it. I'll never do business with you guys ever again.
Well, just like anything else, let me make sure I got it. You gotta get lucky and get a good technician. A good mechanics out there. just got to find them or know somebody who takes the vehicles there, other than the dealership.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they just got worker bees working in there as mechanics, right? So, you know, they're going to struggle with a tough problem. And they're going to throw things at it, and they're going to charge you for them. And, you know, it may not necessarily fix your problem. And then you could take it to another place where a guy's really astute of what he's working on and figures it out pretty quick. So, I've seen it.
I've seen that myself. You take it to one and they're like scratching their head. And they're like, well, first of all, we can't work on this. You know, it's a foreign vehicle.
Yeah, WSHM 738 to get that in there.
Yeah, my vehicle, the problem with it is, people don't realize it. It says Saab on the front, but underneath, it's all GM. Every bit of it. You know, they don't realize that, you know, at one point in time, GM owned Saab. So they get confused in that, and they think that, you know, because it's a foreign vehicle and it's a high-end European model, that, oh, man, you know, we don't have the tools or technology to work. No, you do. It's just, you know, a regular 5.3 liter stuffed into a SUV. It's the same engine they put in the 1500 series pickup truck. I'm like, so you're good to go. You're either going to help me or not help me.
Yeah, but it's an older car. I mean, you're not talking about taking that to a GM dealership, right? You're just an auto mechanic?
Yeah, just an auto mechanic. Yeah. No, the GM dealers now, they don't even want to work on them. You know, they make this claim that, oh, yeah, you can't find parts for them, which is BS. You can. There's ways of doing it. These parts jockeys that work at the dealerships, they just don't know how to, you know, go about, you know, looking the parts up. It's like either they're inept or they just don't know.
Well, but a dealership, Mike, is dealing with fairly new cars or new cars that they have sold and doing warranty stuff or stuff out of warranty, but you're not taking a 1970 Chevy into a dealership and getting it worked on, so.
No, I'm not, but usually when you have to go get parts for a certain vehicle, and it's a dealer-only part, they usually have that at the counter. And, but these guys, they'll go to look it up and they'll say, oh, we can't seem to find that. So then you have to tell them, well, look it up for a Buick Rainier or a Oldsmobile Bravada. Oh, yeah, we have it right here. It's in stock. You know?
All right, Tim, go ahead and pick it up. I'm going to get out of here because I got a phone call to make. I'll just say good morning, and you guys have a good one. From WSHM 738, I'll be listening out.
Have yourself a fine day. Don't work too hard. Around the corner from my gas station also. I got about 10 minutes to punch into this clock.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I'll let you go there, and you can get into work, and don't work too hard there. Good talking to you. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I get inside, everything slows down. It's all slow motion. I get in my breakfast first, and drink my tea. Maybe even take a little nap. Hopefully nothing's broken. I'm good to go. Have a good one. WRNW329. Take care, guys.
Yep. All right. We'll catch you later.
Hey Dave, are you around this morning? Hey, who's calling me? Sean, but you just answered my question. I can hear the Detroit noise in your background, so just wanted to see if Detroit was working. Guy, is it covering me up or is it just back there? Nah, just percolating away in the background. I checked it yesterday and wasn't ker-chunking, so got to reset it again. Trying to stop. I know there's a scripting language that I can do for the this power distribution unit. I can have it just automatically reset on a schedule. Figure if it seems like once a day it turns itself off, I could just power cycle it in the morning, maybe avoid a lot of this.
Yeah, well, this it's kind of iffy in a way. Some mornings I get out here, I could chunk it to see if it's on. That's what I started doing. Hit it, hit the mic one time, see if it's on. Some mornings it's on, then I start hearing traffic, and then some mornings it's off, and then sometimes it's on in the mornings, but then towards the afternoon it goes off, but then eventually it comes back. It ain't usually off longer than, you know, maybe a half hour or so.
Yeah, I've seen no pattern that I can, you know, that would help. It's just sudden glitches, sudden, it's in a high RF environment, but it locks up, and usually, you know, Jack used to text me to say, hey, Detroit's off, but he hasn't done that the last several times. I just happened to notice. I just got to remember to try it. So when it comes back, though, it's usually that I have to go in there and reboot the thing. I've never seen it come back on its own.
So generally, it's a software problem, right?
You know, I would guess. I don't know. All I know is the machine, you know, it goes brain dead, and I'm not up there to see if lights are on or this, that, or the other. And I power cycle the AC outlet, so I can do that remotely. And, you know, it always comes back, so... yeah, I would think it's probably software, you know, there's a glitch or something, but I don't know. Power supplies in this particular repeater are notoriously bad, but they usually work or don't work. They don't usually do this. It's not anything common in this particular make model of the repeater. It's just something weird going on with it. Probably in the controller.
Yeah, well, I'm no expert, but you said you cycle the AC power and then it runs. It makes me think that it might be a component problem. I'm just saying, this is just my opinion. You know, I'm just thinking in my head, it might be a component problem in the power supply. Part heating up, you know, past transistor or something heating up and shutting the unit down, then when you cycle the AC, it's already cooled down, it comes back. No, because if that was the problem, then it'd be shutting off all the time after some time running, I don't know.
Yeah, it is
probably software. And you said all that RF, different RF going on around, that's probably what's the cause of all the noise there, Roger.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It didn't do that for about the first year we put it up. Then about a year after it was up, it started doing that. And the noise has been there on and off, mostly on, ever since. That's definitely some sort of noise at the site. But the site is not one I can get access to. It's highly secure, and there's only a few people I can get to it, and they have not had a minute to waste on it. So all I can do is just reboot the thing. That's about all I can do with it. Connect it, disconnect it, reboot it, all remotely. So any improvements is outside of my physical ability. I cannot get to it.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I know that. Well, you know, I understand that, yeah. So, I really liked it. I mean, what I was going to say is some days the noise is not, it's barely there. Some days the noise is kind of there, and then some days the noise is really there. That's what's weird. You know, like there's days where I hear people talking on Detroit, and there's no noise. There's nothing, no diesel or nothing. And then, you know, there's times, like I said, I can just hear it in behind them, and ain't no big deal. And then there's times when it's really, really crunching away there, right?
Yeah, today it's in the background. I can hear you perfectly, but it's there consistently in the background, so no big deal. And that's it's weird that it, what the thing that strikes me odd about that one is that it wasn't there for the longest time, so I, you know, and the person that controls the site is pretty much aware of everything that's up there, and I'm like, yeah, it sounds like something digital. And, you know, did any new transmitters go in or go up? But it's not paid much, never mind this one. Put it up, washed their hands of it, walked away.
Yeah, Roger. That, well, it is it's a good repeater. Yeah, that noise, that I was thinking one day long, quite a while back, I was thinking to myself, that sounds like something digital, but I never said anything to anybody or, you know, because like I said, you know, I don't know nothing about them. I'm not going to get out here and tell them, oh, yeah, it's all digital noise and all that. I don't know how that stuff works. It's just stuff I think in my head to myself. You know, I thought that sounded like a digital noise, but, oh, that's a good repeater. I mean, I it's my home. I mean, Mount Clemens is great, but I hit Detroit better, and it's my home. More than likely, I mean, more or less, you know, because I hit it good on low power. I don't have to work around. But yeah, there's times when people tell me, you know, you got that noise coming in with you, and then I have to switch up the medium, and then it kind of then I get over the noise. But that's something that's been going on to me personally, in my opinion. That's been going on for so long now, it doesn't bother me. It, you know, it, in other words, it's just live with it, you know. Just live with it. As long as somebody can hear me, you know, over it, I don't care, you know. I don't care about the noise and stuff. They're okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. Most of us all got day jobs, so we just said, oh, okay, we can throw something up. And there's a lot of other projects that are kind of higher priority, so we had time to really sit down, roll up our sleeves, and fix it. There's probably a half dozen other projects. I know there are for me. You know, the Clem is on my list to get up there and take a look at the antenna, because I do believe it's down a bit since I first put it in. I keep meaning to get up there, and I can go up there anytime I want, you know, and work on it, but I got about five or six other projects that are top priority if I get time, so that's my biggest problem. And that's the same with Donut Dave with Detroit. It's if you only knew, I know you're not asking, but this is more for the listening audience. If, you know, they only knew how busy that guy was. It's amazing he got it up at all.
Yeah, well, sometimes little things like that I question in my head. Just, like I said, it's just stupid sometimes. Sometimes I'll think in my head, how'd that guy get that antenna up there? What, he went all the way up to the top, and what made him decide to stick the antenna up there at the top of the run fence? Things like that, you know, it's like, and how'd he get it up there? You know, security let him through and all that, and, you know, like I said, sometimes it's just little things. But, yeah, I understand. I've understood since day one that, you know, even when Mount Clemens was messing up before, you know, I wasn't one to think, man, you know, you should get out there and get it straightened out. You know, you got a life ahead outside of these repeaters and outside of this repeater, but, you know, it just, you'll get to it when you get to it. You know, I always believed that, you know, that's why I never, you know, would say, you know, well, why don't you get out there and get it fixed, man? It's running like crap. The first time you repaired it, though, it was fantastic. It still works good, but it. I don't know if it's on my end or what, but it, the signal seemed to drop a bit. But it's not a big issue. If Detroit goes down, I can still access it. So, you know, that's like I've said to you before. Lots of times, as long as I can access the two repeaters, you know, I don't care what brand radio or whatever I run, as long as I can hit the two repeaters, that's the only two anyway that are local there, Roger.
Well, a couple things there. You know, one is, you know, how do you get them up there? And, you know, do they just let you, you know, the guys that are involved in this and most of the projects I'm involved with here and other elsewhere, we are the people you ask, you know, so we control the rooftops and the towers and stuff, so that explains that. You know, if you had to get permission, you'd get it from us, so that's how that works. Second, as far as Mount Clemens goes, you suddenly have to add antenna. I don't know what. It got swapped out, and it was banging, and I heard from my power people or my antenna people that it had slid the mass pipe on the attachment, and might have kinked the coax or something. I don't know. This. We have a hold on a second. We have another project that's kind of real high priority at the same location, and that I'm guessing we're going to have to get to that very soon. So when we're up there doing that project, make it a point to give this one a checkup, see if I can figure out what might be going on. So we'll see. It's just kind of how that works. And then there's the day jobs, which takes all these repeaters and multiply them by tenfold, and hundredfold in some cases. So it's plenty to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's like I was trying to say. You know, I understand personally. You guys have families. You have your day jobs. You know, it ain't like something goes bad. You just run right out there and get right up there and straighten things out. But Mount Clemens, at least it's still working. It's not bad. It's just, I noticed the drop in signal quite a bit. It's a little fuzzy. It comes in a little fuzzy on my end. It used to come in full signal, full strength, clean as anything. But it comes in about half signal a lot of times and a little fuzzy, but it's usable. I wanted to ask you, the repeaters themselves, the boxes, are they in the building with the antennas, or how's that set up?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a tower, there's a structure at the base where all the repeater equipment goes. Unless it's microwave equipment, then the radios go up, with the dishes, and then you just bring in the POE LAN cable down. But the equipment's all either, up top near the if it's a building, they're usually up top, very near the antenna. Pretty short run. Those are the best. You get a really tall building and you got a machine, a very short run to the antenna. That's the ultimate, But towers, you got all that coax and all the loss, of course, especially at these frequencies. But those are generally in structures, at the base. If the tower is alongside of a building, then they're in the building generally, they're always in a structure, near the antenna.
Yeah, thanks for straightening that out for me. That's another thought. These thoughts sometimes run through my head. I don't say them out here, or ask them out here. I'm asking you because you're the one who, knows how things run on that end. That's what I wonder, too. I wonder, you put the antenna on the roof, like the Renton, let's say, or even Mount Fleming, and they're going to let you set the repeater inside the building, or do you have to have permission, or do they cut a little section away the building for you to set it in, or, what I mean? I imagine the antenna on the roof, and I imagine the repeater unit itself inside, protected from the elements and what have you there, and it made me wonder, how do you get permission to do that, but now I got it. Yeah, you're right about the short run coax from the antenna to the repeater house. I guess I'll call it the repeater house. Yeah, that's the ultimate. But when it comes to power, all that coax and everything, yeah, especially at these frequencies, that's a lot of. Unless you're running some $500 coax, $500 a foot, I'm just insinuating there. But I'm saying, unless you can run some double shielded super low loss, then that's understandable there, Roger.
Oh yeah, we got some big stuff, and once it gets to a certain point, then we start to pump it full of nitrogen and stuff to keep the moisture out for the really big stuff, really high frequencies and long runs. But when you start getting up in the 800 megahertz stuff, it really becomes an issue. But it's all management, right? It's all management of these sites, and it's all frequency dependent and all this stuff. And that's why we did these. All my partners in the MI8. This is what we do. We manage rooftops and towers and repeaters and things like that. And paying customers get top priority. I got to admit, most of us that are amateurs, and our amateur projects get, our top priority because we've got a lot of effort into those projects. And these were just kind of like, hey, we got the machine, we got the site, we got a bay, available. Why not? And so we put it up, right? And so they tend to, unfortunately, get, lower priority. Nobody's paying. There's no, and especially with the rules lately, with the FCC, they're being all weird. So it's like we lost a little bit of our interest, but we'll keep them up and running, that's for sure. And just with their warts, how it goes, Dave.
Yeah, I fully understand that. That was going to be my next question, but I think you might have answered it. I was going to ask you, what made you put up the repeaters? In other words, I know you just didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to throw a repeater up for GMRS. I mean, I sort of understand why, but I just wondered, what's the question I'm trying to ask you? What prompted you? What prompted you then?
I am pulling up to the drive-through at Tim Hortons here. I'm going to get myself a coffee. I'm next, so I'm going to jump out, and I will be right back, and I will answer that. WRU 850. Yeah, Roger, no problem at all. WSFZ 793, listening.
Yes. Hey, good morning. I don't know you yet. My name is Sam out of Mount Clemens, and good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sam out of Mount Clemens. What's happening?
Not much, just listening to the conversation.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad it's going this way because it's been some, well, like I said, like I told him, it ain't no important questions or nothing, but, you know, I still have a lot to learn about the repeaters and all this other stuff. I just, it's just questions that go through my mind once or twice and then out the other end, but since I had them on the line here, I figured I'd get them out and, you know, and I, well, you know how it is.
WRZN 493, monitoring. Good morning.
Okay, I've got my sponsor back on the road for a couple of minutes here. Dave, you still there? Yeah, I'm still in here, Sean. Go ahead. All right, there was a 493, I think, in there. Go ahead, sir.
WRZN 493, just wanted to say I'm monitoring, and good morning.
Well, good morning. I was just going to answer a question for Dave, and I pulled up to the Tim Hortons to get my coffee and a bagel. So let me indulge me and let me answer his question there. Yeah, what you said, what made me do it is with all, really, I can speak for almost all of us. Well, I kind of prodded some of the guys in the MI-8, but I think you know I'm also a ham radio operator, and I never gave GMRS a second thought. I mean, I vaguely knew of its existence and that, and one day I was listening to the Troy repeater, and I recognized the voice. I go, wait, that's so-and-so, you know, and I knew his amateur call sign, and he was talking to, what's his name, and like there's like four or five guys, and I recognize them all. I'm like, what the hell? So I went to the website, and they typed it in. They says, you know, this is the $35, you know, 10 years. I'm like, oh, click. And I got my license. I said, okay, now what? And, well, with us, now what is go dig a repeater out of the, you know, out of the pile and go find a bay and, you know, and plug it in and put it on the air and get a hold of my buddy in Detroit and say, hey, Donut, you know, you got an MPR laying around or a Quantar or something like that? Yeah, he says, throw it up, do, you know, go here, pay $35 and do this, and, you know, so he does, you know, and then I get a hold of my buddy, you know, in Flint, and says, you know, hey, you know, go do, you know, he goes, oh, I already got my license. I says, yeah, well, we're doing this thing, so he does, and that's how that happened, just kind of was, all because one day I just got to fumble across some guys I knew talking on Troy.
That was a very interesting story, too. That was cool. That was cool. That answered my question. Anyway, I'll go ahead and let you add it with 493. 493, I keyed up the same time that Sean keyed up. I said good morning back to you. I don't know if you heard me. I just heard you wave good morning. I keyed up to wave good morning when I keyed Sean was keyed up. So. But anyway, all right, gentlemen, good morning time to y'all, and you two go at it. Take my long-windedness quiet here and sip my coffee and listen in. So everybody's sounding good through the repeaters, and hope y'all have a good morning. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate the info. I appreciate the knowledge because, like I said, those were just questions that, you know, like I told Sam out there, they just go through my head maybe once, twice, and then out the door. It's just thoughts that I wonder in my head. Anyway, talk to you gentlemen later. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Well, make sure I got it. All righty, Dave, yeah, I just, yeah, it was just kind of just kind of happened a few years back, and yeah, I'm kind of glad it did. We had a lot of fun with it, but you know, there's been some you know, tomfoolery that's made it less fun. But in general, it's been a pretty good bunch of guys, and they got a lot of really good guys, made some good friends here that have come over to the dark side, and I still talk to on a regular basis, so it's been pretty cool. All right, anyhow, I am pulling in my parking lot. I'm going to get parked here, so I don't mean to cut anybody off or cut anybody short, but I got to start my day here. I'm getting over a really bad head cold here, and today might be the first day I can deal with anything. Yesterday was a nightmare. WRUU850, who gets it next?
All right, Sean. Hope to get over your head cold, my friend. Anyway, great talking to you, man. Always is. I always enjoy talking to you, man, getting these conversations about things. You know, learn as I go here, I guess. Talk to you later, WSFG 793 again, and I'm quiet. WSFG 793, fresh cup of coffee, and I'm listening.
7793, this is WRZN 493. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right, man. Navigating myself through the morning here. See what the day brings there. Just drinking the coffee, and as you've heard, I was chatting with Sean there, clearing up a few things, and I'm just drinking my coffee and trying to ponder the day there. Go ahead. What's happening on your end?
Started my coffee, waiting for that to hit a little bit. I heard you guys talking. From what I gathered, is he the owner of the repeater?
Yeah, I believe he's the owner of the Mount Clemens repeater, if I'm right. Yeah, I mean, from what I gather, he's the owner of the Mount Clemens repeater. He has control over the Detroit repeater and stuff, but I don't believe he owns Detroit, though, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Just found that pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, like I said to him, well, he already knows, but I've been in GMRS, it's about 9 months now. But before I came to GMRS, years ago, I was down in the CB band, and I was in the shortwave and HF and stuff. All that stuff, you know, I know all about. Up here, I don't. I didn't. And I'm still learning. And that's why I was asking them. You know, they were kind of, you know, mudball questions, but it's just curiosity, you know. How did you just wake up one day and said, hey, I'm going to build a repeater, you know. But, it's great, man. I mean, I love it. It's great to be able to, especially when you open up the repeaters to up north, that's even better. I mean, get to say hello to my people up there, Roger.
I copy that. I mean, I don't really hear, conversate with too many people that think radios are as cool as I do, but definitely interesting to hear, you know, people from different walks and, you know, just kind of what they're thinking.
Yeah, Roger that. Now here, you know, people are all friendly, and if need help with something, if they know how to help you out, they're willing to help you out. And it's all good stuff, and not to mention get a little round table going out here, and you know, multi people conversations. But I've been into radio ever since I was a little kid. I'm not going to go into all this crap, but I was telling somebody the other day, you know, when I was like 4 years old, 5 years old, my parents used to have an AM radio, tube radio, old tube radio, on top of the refrigerator going, I used to stand there and stare at it and wonder, is there somebody wondering how the guy talking in the radio managed to get inside it? You know, there's some guy inside this box talking. You know, that's how it all started.
I copy that. Kind of about the same for me. It was probably 3 to 5 years old. My grandfather had some police scanners in his workshop downstairs, and you know, I remember, you know, watching him, you know, spinning stuff on the lathe and, you know, listening to the chatter. Just was always really intrigued by it, but again, you know, not many people are into it, so it's one of those things you kind of pick up knowledge as you go.
Yeah, Roger. Well, my journey this far, I used to, I know electronics. I repair electronics. I used to work on TVs all the time and cordless phones and stuff. I worked at a shop, too, where I was the cordless phone, TV, house stereo, car stereo, another thing guy, or my friend who ran the shop, he just did the marine radios and high-end stuff, where, you know, I did all the, I guess I would say low-end. But anyhow, yeah, I've always been in, I was telling the same guy the other day, I'm not even a TV watcher. I really don't watch TV. I like listening to the radio. I always have. TV never did it for me.
Yeah, I copy that. I mean, about the same, but, yeah, you go to tell somebody that you don't really watch TV shows or whatever, and they kind of look at you sideways.
Well, you know, now this is my own opinion of myself. This is just me. But I would watch these reality shows on TV, including Kardashians. I didn't watch them much, but I'd watch them. And all the reality shows, the thing is, I used to be able to figure out what was going to happen before it happened. I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Chumley's going to go down the basement, play with this winger thing, and he's going to hit that base, and that expensive base, and break it. And sure enough, it would happen. That's when I realized that stuff was scripted, so I got out of that. But I bought cable one time because I needed internet and ordered cable, and it all them channels and nothing. Anything you stop at, they already showed it yesterday. They showed the same shows and the same movies and everything all month. You got to wait till next month before a different movie or a different episode of shows come on and stuff. I told them take it back, man.
I copy that. That's how they keep you hooked, though. You know, you get into one little thing, and then you're itching for the next episode. Personally, I can't stand it. You know, I'm happy. What's the word? Consumer of the Netflix style. You know, it all comes out at once. I watch it, and then I'm happy with it, and I'm done.
Yeah, Roger that. I have a 60-inch big screen TV right smack in front of me here on the table, and I have my computer hooked into it. And I get on Tubi and, you know, pull up a movie or something now and then. That I can handle. But then sometimes I'll go through Tubi and it'd be like all the same movies. You know, I done watched all these, you know, but, you know, and then, yeah, sometimes YouTube comes out with a full movie, you know, some full movies to watch and stuff. Yeah, I'll watch those. You know, there's movies that I like that I'll watch over again and stuff. But as for TV, I have a Roku. Come to think of it, I bought a Roku after I got this TV hooked up. I got a Roku unit here. And I think I only used it like maybe half a day, and that's it. It's just disconnected laying here.
I copy that. Firmly agree. I think there's a lot more going on, you know, just listening to people talk than, you know, like you said, something that's just scripted and keeps you glued to the couch.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. That's about the reality shows, too. I used to be able to figure out, you know, I'd say, oh, I know what's coming, man. And, you know, this is stupid because, you know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who figure out, oh, I know what's going to happen next. And it would happen, and then I quit watching them. It was all of them, Counting Cars, all of them. Except for Deadliest Catch and stuff. I love watching those. But, either way around, though. But I don't have you up on my log. I'm looking here, man. What's your first name?
Name's Blake.
Yeah, you said Blake, right?
Yes, sir.
I know you're 493. What's the letters?
WRZN, Whiskey, Romeo, Zulu, November.
All right, Blake, good to meet you. You got WSFZ over here, if you ever talked to me before. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I talked to you before. I got so many people out here I talked to that I, you know, it gets all whacked out here. But you got Dave over here and Warren. I'm going to put you up on I scratch it on the paper, and then when I get a chance, I bring it up on the computer, bring up my page on the computer with my log, and throw it in there. But yeah, years ago, in the 90s and stuff, man, I used to listen to shortwave, international broadcast bands. And I mean, there used to be signals coming out of Germany, UK, Cuba's still on the air, I guess. It might not be now, I haven't checked lately, but, you know, there used to be, I mean, if you so much as even touch the tuning dial, you'd skip over three countries and stuff. It was so great, man. I used to just love, you know, sitting there with the lights out, just the light of the radio on, listening, you know, the Germany, Deutsche Welle or whatever. So a lot of them foreign countries, they take about three hours and broadcast in English and then go back to their language. I used to love it, man. Today, you tune all around, you can tune around the whole damn band and practically you don't find anything except for a few stations.
I hear that. That's going to be probably one of my next steps is getting a nice little base unit set up and kind of listening to what all is out there nowadays. I mean, I've looked up like the frequency allocation charts and this, that, and the other, but I know there's still a lot of operators out there, and you know, someone's got something to say.
Monitoring and mobile. Good morning, world.
Good morning, right back to you. Yeah, that's what I'm resorted to when I turn down one of my shortwave radios now, is mainly going to the hand bands, and, you know, you have to, your radio has to have a BFO or separate upper and lower sideband in order to code them, but the hand bands are still operational. That's about the only thing I can listen to. I can listen, you know, the full coverage shortwave will also cover the CD band, but that's... I'd rather listen to the ham operators, Roger.
I copy that. No, I'm, I tried breaking out one of my CD radios probably a year ago, and, yeah, I just didn't find anything of substance, if you know what I'm saying.
Break.
Yeah, Roger that. Go ahead, break.
I'm just commuting to work, and I have a handheld vehicle. That's what I'm talking on right now. I have a CD as well, and I tell you, it's garbage. There's a couple of stations out there around the 75-696 intersection. It just gobble up the channel 19, and then the truckers, they're not even as friendly. You said good morning without me having to, like, do sexual acts to you or you insult me.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I was saying to Blake, you know, I started out in CB in the late 70s, That's what got me into radio, got me into electronics and all the other junk. But I quit CB in like, I think, odd four, odd five, somewhere in that 2005, I think I just got out. But recently here, the guy, WSTV 54, Mr. Ed, you know, come over to meet me and he brought me a box, and in the box is a brand, is like a mint condition President Washington Saipan base station. It's mint, never been opened up, still has some stickers on it. And even the original microphone cord is, the coil is all still tight on it, it's not all stretched out. But anywho, I got it here on my table underneath my GMRS radio. And I have it hooked to a rod antenna in the window. I don't transmit on it. I know better than that. But I listen to it now and then. I'll turn it on and, you know, listen to it. Yeah, and you're right, man. It, exactly what you said, especially Channel 19.
Yeah, well, you have more experience with history than I do, but just dipping my toes back, you know, making an interest, it's not a very welcoming bunch. So I got this little handheld and was able to link up the repeaters through GMRS. It does get, you know, ham frequencies, so I listen to the REM sensor, hear the morning roll call, you know, the question of the day, but I just listen and monitor it, and I keep up on necessary. Didn't mean to interrupt in, your conversation too much, but, you know, you don't know I'm there unless I say hello.
Hey, Roger that. Blake, you got anything you want to say?
No, I appreciate you checking in. I mean, it makes me feel more like it's a part of a bigger community. You never know when someone's out there unless they say something. So, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Nice to meet your acquaintance.
Right, thank you. Thanks for having me. WSTV
874. All right, man. Well, welcome to GMRS community out there. You'll find there's a lot of good people out here. A lot of good people. A few bad ones, but like I tell people, they don't bother me none. I just reach over and shut the radio off when they start getting stupid. I don't feel like listening to it. But anyways, gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and get quiet here. Open up the band. I'm been long-winded enough here. So I'm gonna wave good morning to you, gentlemen. Hope your day goes good. And maybe we'll talk later. Just, if you hear me out here, give me a shout. That's all you have to. Anyway, WSFZ 793, I'm quiet after yours.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Coming through clear. WRZN 493. Have a great day.
Roger, Roger. You too. Blake?
I'm here.
Last letter in your thing, is that N as in Nancy or M as in Michael?
That'd be N as in Nancy.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm going to lock you up here.
Sounds good.
WSJQ 929, mobile listening.
WSFT 902, WSFT 793, year round. I guess not. No copy on my friend 902, WSFT 793, quiet.
WSSZ-793 back in the driver's seat, listening. WSSZ-793 back in. Listen.
Was that you, Phil? WRUZ-935.
935. No, that wasn't me. WSSZ-793 here, Dave.
No, okay, Dave. I was listening to something else, and I heard the voice, and I thought it was a friend of mine, Phil, but I was mistaken.
Yeah, no problem, man. I just got back in here, and I kicked the radio on, and figured I'd just go cast my pole out there and see what's happening in here, if anybody was around. Roger.
Very good. Well, this is John. I just finished up with work on my way home. I start up the car and the radio comes on automatically. So, there you have it. Don't play much out of the house, but most of my VHF or UHF operations are out of the car.
All right. I believe you said John. Where you at there?
I am on 7 Mile Road, right by, this would be, what is this? Connor. 7 Mile and Connor. Well, it's Outer Drive here.
Yeah, all right. No big thing, but I'm from around there. I don't recall Connor hitting Southern Mile Road.
Yeah, it's, you know, Outer Drive turns into Connor over there by City Airport. Down by 6 Mile, I guess, it turns into Connor. So, yeah, it was at the 7 Mile and Outer Drive. Eastbound coming up on Shaner. Or, excuse me, Hoover.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're up in my old stopping grounds. You're right about the Outer Drive. When I was in my late teens, I worked at that gas station. There's a gas station on the corner of 6 Mile and Connor, where it turns an Outer Drive or whatever. I used to work at that gas station, and at the time it was a little gas station. Hey, I've seen it not too long ago. It's a big gas station now, but it was a little gas station when I worked there. But, yeah, all right, man. Yeah, you're running through the old my old stomping grounds there. I've been all up through there. Sub Mountain Shaner and Seven and Hoover, and I used to run all up in there.
Yeah, back in the day, Dave Paselk and myself, we were running the CB patrol, and somebody broke into Epps Sporting Goods over on Gratiot, and we chased them down, and they were throwing things out of the vehicle as they were driving down Connor alongside the airport. Dave tried catching up to him and getting alongside of him, and it's like, are you crazy? They just broke into a sporting goods store. They're going to have guns. Anyway, they swerved to try and, you know, like,
like they were going to hit us. Dave was driving his mom's white Chevy station wagon, and he swerved kind of hard, and the car fishtailed and went up the curb and blew the bottom out of the transmission pan, and well, that was it. We weren't going nowhere.
I don't know if you're the one I talked to before or whatever, but I used to live down the street from Dave himself. I know Dave himself. I knew him. I used to, when we were kids, not kids, but pre-teens or whatever, we were in the small engines together, and I used to go over his house, and we'd go in his garage, and we'd find lawnmowers in the alley and get off and drag him over to his garage and get him running. And, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, but do you remember me? That was Bigfoot back then.
Yeah, I remember you. It's not a full memory. Yeah, you're Bigfoot. Okay, yeah, that's who I thought of. Because, yeah, we talked about Dave Selk and everything. I remember you. It's just it's not a full memory, though, but I remember who you are.
Yeah, I was tall and skinny with the long blonde hair parted in the middle. I had my old 69 Pontiac Catalina. Dark green. Two-door.
Yeah, Roger that. I remember the car because I ended up getting a 69 Pontiac Catalina dark green one. The engine was half apart in it, but when I looked at it, your car was the first thing I thought in my mind. If you're the person that I'm thinking about, it has to be the same car. Yeah, I got a hold of the same car. Hell, it might have been your old one. I don't know, but I think it had a 400 in it or something, and, or four or whatever. Maybe not. I don't know. It had a big block in it, but the engine was half apart. One of the cylinder heads was off. The manifold was off. La la la. I never did get around to putting it back together.
Well, I don't remember what the guy's name was that I sold the car, my car to. But he liked to smoke a lot of weed, and him and another guy that from Denby were driving around and dropped the joint on the floor, and he's bending over to pick the thing up and hit a parked car. That car in 2 weeks time got into 7 accidents, just minor, but it was all banged up and everything. Couldn't believe how he smashed that thing up multiple times in such a short period of time. After I took care of it, as best I could, for the time that I had it, it really went to hell in a handbasket really quick after that.
Yeah, Roger, that's a shame. When I had my Catalina, I used to just sit in it and listen to the radio, because, the engine was apart. And I used to imagine getting the engine together and getting it running and cruising grass. I always liked it. It was a big car. It was nice on the inside, too, and stuff. And I don't know. For some reason, I really liked that car, but I couldn't. I don't know what or with or who, but I never got around to putting the engine back together. My neighbor, two doors down, had a 70 or 71 Catalina with a 421 in it. And, but what I was going to say, I had a friend, Ron Lau. His mother bought him a 68 Dart, 69 Dart. He had a black one with a 6-cylinder. Got it off a little old lady, man. Had hardly any miles on it or nothing. I mean, it was mint. She got it for him. I guess it was his first car or something. Within a month, man, that car got all tore up.
Well, that's a shame. You know, and even something like a simple little Dart. I mean, a Dart was a crappy little car back in the day. And, you know, now they're desirable, a hell of a lot more desirable than they were. I mean, they were grocery getters back then. The six-cylinder Dart was a grocery getter.
Yeah, no, I know that. You know, they weren't worth all that squat back then. But today, man, you got a 69 with a six-cylinder that's clean and mint. You know, you're looking at big-time money. Yeah, the car was nice. I mean, like I said, and it's true. It's not a fabrication. Little old lady owned it and couldn't drive it no more because of health or something. I don't know, but his mother got it really cheap, a couple hundred bucks. And, you know, I was even though, like I said, you know, like we said, they're crap cars back then. Well, not crap, but I was impressed with it. I thought, wow, man, dude, this car is mint, man. I mean, it wasn't a dent, rust mark, anything on it. It was all black with the half-moon hub, not the half-moons, the, you know, the wheels, the hubcaps they used to put on there, you know, the stock factory hubcaps and everything. It had only, like, I think 10,000 something on it, or even less than that, you know, and he was a weed smoker, too. He smoked a lot of weed, man. And like I said, within a month, man, it was to where you had to climb in. The doors were so smashed in, both doors, you had to climb in through the window to get in it and get out of it. Then the quarters got smashed. Just him running into stuff with it.
Yeah, we had my mother's aunt had, she's got to get to be, you know, too old to be driving and stuff like that. So she ended up giving my mother her car, and it was a 72 Dart Swinger. It was a two-door, green, with a vinyl roof. And just like you said, it was mint. And that car, I always remember that. Do you remember when people used to get aftermarket air conditioning installed in their cars? Because that had aftermarket air conditioning, and it had that big box that they built, you know, they bolted to the bottom of the dash, because you could bolt things to the bottom of the dash because the dashboards were metal back then. So, you know, it had vents and the fan control and all of that stuff. So she had aftermarket air conditioning installed in that car. And I went to school. I had to use that.
Uh-oh. Malfunction. What happened? Battery died. Now that conversation ended abruptly. WSOZ 793.
Where did I cut out at?
Talking about after school. You were talking about the air conditioning, and you said something about after school, quote unquote, after school and that, and then as soon as you said that, that was it.
Oh, some kid was pulling out of the parking lot. He had air shocks on his car, and I guess he stuck his nose out too far in the street and had to back up. And his air shocks raised the back end of his car so high that it actually rode up on top of the hood.
Oh, I don't know, for some reason back then, I used to dislike that when people, especially the big cars, when they used to raise the ass end up. Or, you know, to raise the body up off the ass end to put some shackles on or whatever. Unless, you know, they had big tires on it, but not the, like, the New Yorkers. I've seen people with New Yorkers that had shackles on the back and stuff. I thought that looked like crap, stock tires. But, yeah, I remember the non-factory AC back then, man. You had a big box mounted underneath the glove compartment or whatever, wherever you mounted it. But back then in them cars, you had plenty of room to mount anything you wanted to.
Yeah, and a real metal dashboard where you could screw things into it.
Yeah, but, you know, back then, too, you got into somebody's car and they had one of them air conditioning units in it. It was great. It worked. You know, most of the time, at least, the ones I've been in worked. It's nice to have just a big box hanging off the bottom of the dash. But what the hell, man, you know, that was back when they came out with some little car stereo amplifiers claiming, you know, 50 watts and stuff, the little cigarette packs, a little bit bigger than a cigarette pack. Back then, Audiovox and the rest of them, you know, when you had one of those in your car and a set of Jensen triaxles, you were up there.
Well, in my Pontiac, I had the Jensen 20-ounce dual cones. I wish I would have got the coaxials. I didn't care for the triaxles; they were too tinny. And I had a Pioneer. It was a 40-watt, 20 watts per channel, and it was a real amplifier. It was probably 8 inches wide and a couple inches thick and about 5 inches wide. And, 2x20, 40 watts total. And that thing used to crank. So, Dave, I am just about home. Let me let you go. I will catch up with you later. Thanks for talking on my ride home here.
Hey, no problem, John. Always good talking to you, man. I got to get my computer back up and running so I can log you up in there. I got a malfunction going here. I just was taking a break on it, turned the radio on, and figured I'll take a break instead of getting mad and start smashing stuff up with a hammer and, you know, just take a break, calm down, and then go back in at it again. We'll talk to you later, my friend. If you don't talk later, have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, we'll see you later, Dave. I'm just about to throw it in park. Catch you later. WRUZ 935.
Roger that.
WROWB 49, one standing by. WSPQ 996, you out there? This is WROWB 49. Yeah, SHF 567, yeah, you out here. WRWB 49.
793, Dave. On. WSFF 330.
No copy on 793, WSFF 330, monitoring.
Radio check with you on the handheld.
I hear you, radio check. You sounded pretty good on that handheld. Handheld over here as well. WRMZ 653, go Flintwood.
Roger that. Thanks for your comeback. Harrison Township and myself, thanks for your comeback. Copy.
That's why you don't answer them if they don't have a call sign. WRUU 850. Who goes there?
Oh, just me. Living in a world of radio checks and first personals.
I understand the radio checks. I don't know what first personals are.
I think it's what you name your dangly part or something.
Ah, okay. That's the world you're in. That's not a fun world, but oh well. I haven't heard you in a while. That's my fault. I haven't really been yakking too much. So I did miss you one morning on the drive time. I guess you weren't feeling so good. How's it going?
Oh yeah, man. I got sick Friday and I was out Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday I took off because I still wasn't really up to it. Yesterday was my first day back to work and it was terrible. Today I'm feeling better. Just a little congested and still a little bit of a cough, but clearly on the upside. But yeah, I kind of kicked my butt over the weekend and Monday.
Yeah, 3-4 day stint. Something got you there. Jeez. Well, at least you were able to get some rest. Hopefully you're, it does sound like you're out of the woods now, so. May tomorrow be back to 100%. WRUT 798.
I got a hole ringing in. I'm going to answer this. I'll be right back, Greg. WRUT 850.
Their repeaters doing a little rough today, but I got a lot of diesels to back on, but I was just going to see if you wanted to try to get that antenna up in a tree sometime and test it out.
Yeah, potentially. I think I'm tied up the rest of this week. I know I'm working all through the weekend. Next week sometime we'll try and set something up.
Roger that. Alright, well, just had a break here, and I was thinking I'm going to try to get that antenna, my antenna tune back up, maybe get my mast up on the garage here, too, so hopefully we'll get some elevation gain as well, so. Alright, just thought I'd get that out there before I forgot about it. So, WCP 257, clear on your final.
Yeah, no problem, 257. Yeah, definitely something I want to do. Yeah, we'll definitely try and get something figured out. But yeah, so yep, 8-5-6 is third monitor.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Heard my name, but I didn't hear what it was. Look out something.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET-257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSGG-772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WRWX-221, mobile.
WF2T-754, you got a copy, this is WRWB-49.
Go ahead, Mike, WSBT-754.
Good afternoon, I figured I'd catch you on your way home.
Yep, just jumped in the truck, man, and heading down 13.
Got it, I'm just up over here, it's 2694, Roger.
I'd go. How's it looking that way?
Not done yet. I'm just coming up to the bridge here, or overpass. It's moving now. It's moving on now. But,
it's always subject to change, man. Right about the time I hit the road, dude, it's like, oh, let's stop. Oh, well, it's part of the game, I guess. That was the day.
Went all right today, man. I got one more shot and, done for today.
Yeah, I'm good to go, man. As soon as I get home, my feet are going up. Kind of busy today, man. Made a lot of laps around my department. My feet are barking at me. Yeah, I didn't turn none of this on this morning. I plugged in Boston's first album. I love that album, man. I cranked out some tunes on the way in today.
I bought that Lifetime years ago when they were offering it for $500 or $600, you know, for Lifetime. Almost 20 years.
That's one of my favorite albums. I can listen to that over and over. I think there's only one song I don't really care for. I forget the name of it. More of a ballad than a song, but great album, man. Like I said, anytime I got a chance to hear it, I'll plug it in and listen to it all day.
Copy that. As long as I don't have more than a feeling, I'll be all right.
Not too crazy about that one, huh?
You know, they just wore it out. You know, it's like diesel kicked on. I get it. 40
hits,
but man, you know, if I gotta hear that song one more time, I'm gonna scream.
Yeah, that's WCSX, man. I think every band out there that they do play, and I mean, there's thousands and thousands of bands, you know, over the 60s, 70s, 80s,
And they play the same song over and over from the same band, you know, like Back in Black. I don't even want to hear that anymore. You know, they play Slow Ride from Foghat when there's a lot of other great songs, you know. I miss the old days when they would do a lot of deep cuts at nighttime, you know. They'd have like a night that they played nothing but deep cuts. You start hearing stuff you haven't heard in like forever.
I know exactly. They don't do that, no. Of course not. It's got to be top 40 corporate radio.
I think they play the top 10, and that's about it. You can almost set your watch with WCSX. Definitely, if you like Guns N' Roses, you're definitely going to like CSX. They play them 3 times an hour.
Yeah, I'm good on that, dude. I mean, that's overkill. Yeah, maybe. It's like, man, if I'm going to hear something, you know, why not say, like, Stone Roses or, Paolis or, you know, or New Order or April Wine.
Yep, it's the same music over and over and over. You must be getting into a bad spot. You're getting real choppy again.
No.
Okay, made it to the big road.
We've been to that new Sheep gas station, but they got gas right now for $2.59. Pretty cheap.
Which one opened?
Say that again, I keep wishing. What's open? Somebody else jumped in there, Mike's asking about one was open. Go ahead and try that again.
Yeah, he said the new Sheets. I'm wondering which one, because there's the one in Roseville. There's two of them I know of in Warren. And I'm wondering which one opened already.
23 and 94 there across from the speedway. It's gonna be on the south side of 23 as you're going east.
Alright, cool. I get up that way. Although I'm heading in the opposite direction now, but I wanted to check it out, see what all the hubbub's about.
Yeah, I hear a lot of excitement about that store. Never heard of them. I have to check one out.
And push all these damn buttons, but, I mean, but as far as, you know, the food goes, it's pretty good.
Well, I heard that until we get a Buc-ee's, it's as good as it gets.
I hear a lot of people wanting Buc-ee's. I've never been to one, but I've heard a lot about them.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is a religious experience.
I hear more people go there for the merchandise than anything else. They like the t-shirts and whatever.
Then on Amazon. We went to this truck stop, and it was, you know, had a, what do they call that, iron skillet. And that place was, like, huge. It had a stone chapel in there, a mini mall. I mean, it had everything.
Well, if it was an iron skillet, that would have been a Petro truck stop, most likely.
Even the lot lizards had class.
WSBT 754.
User pound point.
Rick, you're never breaking up as bad as you have been the last 2 days. What's happening over there?
I'm in a bad spot, that's all.
Alright, I heard the discussion of the Boston album, good album. Made me think of a couple others. And I heard you mention the new place opening up there. Now, see, I can't even remember the name, but got me thinking about other great albums. Rumors, another one, good front to back, top to bottom. Alan Parsons, iRobot, front to back, top to bottom. All of that era, right? Kansas. That's all pretty much that same era. It's not a really good album, top to bottom.
That was back when bands had talent. Foghat. Who doesn't like Foghat Live?
Well, nobody stepped up, so I guess no one.
I got busy with traffic. Stop and go, stop and go. WSBT 754. My name's Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. My name's Sean, and I heard you guys chatting about the album, and then that, I just figured I'd jump in. Sometimes I pop in, sometimes not. But. All right. Again, name's Sean, WRUU850. Let you guys get back to it.
How'd I recognize that for us? Good to hear you again, Sean. Thanks.
WSGT772, Shelby Township, clear.
Still there, Mike?
I'm still here.
I thought maybe you popped out to get gas at their seats.
I went there yesterday and got gas. And then the other day I went there to get breakfast. Because they got some pretty, for $5 you get this nice, 6-inch long breakfast stuff. And you can put whatever you want on it. It's pretty good.
Where's the one in Roseville? Is that on Gratiot somewhere?
Keep going where Ohani and the old Sacred Heart Church is. Right there with that 12 mile Gratiot across from Gonzo's.
Okay, yeah, I usually run 13 over to Grossbeck and then down a little bit and then back over towards Warren, so I don't really ever get down there.
Yeah, but,
if you end up on low power or something, I'm really having a hard time catching your old transmission.
Sean, for a long time, it's been controversy for almost a decade.
I'm sorry, I double with you. Are you on a low power or something? I've never heard you this bad, man. Normally, you're crisp and clear.
Oh, that's
great. I didn't get any of that, buddy.
Okay, how about there, anything?
He's got a lot of bacon frying, but at least they got the whole transmission.
And we'll be clear.
Okay, I think you said you're going to be clear. Yeah, I'm heading out here by the old way station, so I'll probably be at the end of my string anyway, Mike. I will catch you in the morning, WSBT 754.
WSKC 956, mobile and monitoring.
I'll say hello if I'm still getting into it, 956. It's WSBT 754. Name is Charlie.
Name is Brandon. Getting ready to brave the I-75 traffic on the way home. This should be fun.
Nice to meet you, Brandon. Yeah, I'm doing battle myself on 94, heading towards Fort Huron.
I'm heading out from Hamtramck, 75 south. It's been hit or miss. I've had some days where it's been unbearable, and then I've had some days where I was able to get home relatively easy. So hopefully today's one of those days.
Yeah, 94 is like that up until about 26 mile road, and it opens up. A lot of people jump off at 26, so once I get past there, I'm smooth sailing all the way to Marysville.
I'm heading south to Wyandotte, so unfortunately for me, I'm in a congestion zone from Hamtramck all the way to Wyandotte.
Ouch. Yeah, no thank you. Well, I'm probably at the end of the road here. I start getting scratchy, I believe, from here on out, and I don't like making a lot of noise. So, good to meet you, Brandon. Drive safely, and holler at us anytime. WSBT 754.
Likewise, thank you. Drive safe.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
There he is.
Yeah, here I am. What's going on?
How much, brother? What do you got going on?
And I, watch a couple movies and figured I'd turn it on and see if there's any signs of life out here.
I do believe somebody was just talking to Jack a second ago. I just stopped off to sort of grab some smoke to go home and work back on my car again. I blew my lines out. I had to go back and work on them, so.
Where you at now?
Gas station's on the corner.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Thompson was just here a little while ago. I don't know. I come in, wanted to check me, make sure I was all right, if I needed anything, la, la, la. And then off he popped. But I'm going to tell you about it next time I see you over the phone or something. I don't want to go into it over the radio. But, yeah, everything's all right, man. Another day, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it all had to do with that escapade of Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, he already told me. It's like, nothing surprises me anymore. So, but yeah, I'll give you a call when I get to the house. So, let me grab my smokes and get home, and I'll give you a call.
Yeah, it's a little more to it than that now that I had on a session. Nothing major, but I'll tell you about it. All right, man, let's get your stuff together and just, I don't know, I guess I'm just existing here. So anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Sounding good, and talk to you on the phone. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Roger that, Dave. WFFZ 902. And I'll be clear, and I'll give you a call on the phone in a minute.
WSKS 896, monitor.
WSHR, 566 WCU844. You got a copy?
Hello, Kevin, WSCU844.
What's up?
Yeah, same old chip, different day. How about you?
Yeah, same old, same old.
On the road for a little bit, got out of work, so on the way home. What you been up to today?
I took the dog in today for a haircut, went to the doctor, and I washed my truck and Tanya's vehicle. That's about it.
So cool, yeah. Nice day for it. Real nice out here.
Yes, sir.
Yep, it's supposed to have, it's supposed to get back to warmer temperatures tomorrow or Friday, and it's supposed to be a nice weekend and even nice next week, too.
Yeah, copy that.
Monitor the other radio at all?
No, I haven't been monitoring radios today. I just, had this on most of the day. No, I haven't had the other one on at all. Yeah, next week after Monday, it's supposed to be 70, and then it's supposed to be the highs in the 60s and the lows in the 40s.
You talking about the week after next or next week?
No, this weekend it's supposed to be in the 80s till Monday, and then Tuesday to Friday it's going to be in the 60s and the lows in the 40s.
Copy that. Kelly said that up in the UP it's going to be 50s or 70s all week.
That's not bad weather.
Not at all, not at all. Yeah, Ray Township has got something going on 29 Mile Road. I think it's a TI. If I'm not sure exactly where it is.
Yeah, I heard them get toned out. I think that was a medical or a PI or something.
Yeah, because they didn't have any county units. They needed to close the road down, so they didn't have any county units. And Steve Police was on its way, but they were taking a sweet old time. So they had Engine 1 block off one part of 29 Mile Road, I guess.
Yeah, copy that.
That's all I heard.
902. Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Mr. Sherman and Mr. Chad, I do believe.
That's coming.
I know, too.
How you doing there, Frank?
Hello, Mr. Sherman, and I do believe it's Chad, right?
No, it's Kevin, 902.
Sorry about that, buddy. I'm terrible with names. I still am. But yeah, hey, Kevin. Good to hear from both of you guys. How's everybody's day go?
I'm glad it's over. How about yours?
Yes, sir. I'm glad it's over, too. My day's done, and then I blew a brake line out on a truck last night, and I got to run back out there and see if I can fix it again. I worked on it until like 9:30 last night. I filled it up with brake fluid, and she was dripping, so see what I can do with it.
Fun.
Yes, sir. Kevin, how was your day, buddy?
was okay. I took the dog to the vet and had to go to the doctor, and then I washed my truck and my wife's vehicle, and that's it. And I go back to work Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that is an ugly four-letter word, isn't it? But I guess it's what we all got to do to survive in this world, so.
Yeah, copy that.
I didn't mean to break up you guys in conversation. Get back at it. I just wanted to say hi to you guys. I think I heard you guys yesterday or the day before, and I didn't get a chance to jump on here. So just want to say hi to Mr. Sherman and Mr. Kevin. You guys have a wonderful evening. WSP 902 listening.
Yeah, have a good one, 902. I'm glad to hear from you again. We'll be talking again. WHHR 566.
Good enough. Thank you, gentlemen.
So you probably have here. So let's move on to your call later.
Copy, Sherman. Yeah, the blink must not be open. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. WSHR 566, clear up your final.
Roger, Roger. Talk to you later, buddy. WSHU 44. We're clear.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSJS 896 mobile.
WRZN 493 monitoring.
Well, looks like Detroit's down again. WSOZ 793 is listening.
WSHR.
I don't know, guys. You're coming in kind of rough, man. It's cutting out on you.
How do I sound now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're back in business now. That last transmission was breaking in and out.
Yeah, copy that.
I just turned it back on and went to key up. Detroit's off again. So I came up here. Another team to this one. Is any action going on out here?
No, not really. I was talking to, well, you were there too, I think. Talked to 902 and talked to Sherman there around, I don't know what time it was, around 4:45, I think it was, or 4:30. That's about it. I haven't heard too many people out here today.
Yeah, right. Like I said before, it gets a little lonely around here when we're not linked up to the other side. It gets a little lonely. Not a big deal to me, but we're all linked up and there's more people coming in there, okay?
Yeah, copy that.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, it's good talking to you. Sounding good. Hope you're having a good day, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and get back to my movie. I'm watching Falling Down. Man, that's a bad movie, man. It's, what the hell is his name? Douglas. Michael Douglas in it. Man, that's a bad movie. It's a crazy movie. I just took a break and got me something to drink, and I figured I'd see if there's any action out here. So we'll talk to you later. 7, my friend, WSOZ 793, and I'm out.
Yeah, copy that. Talk to you later. Have a good night. Probably talk to you tomorrow. This is WSHR 566. And hello, Mr. Colitis. How are you doing today? WSHR 566, clear.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Terminator, I'm sorry for you to find me, and considering that the FCC has gotten on the list today, you can suck my balls.
Good for you.
Hey Sherman, how's your wife?
Yeah, come on, 902. WSZ 793.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I ran into a good stop. I gotta have somebody to get the pump that I don't have in a week. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, what is it you don't know, man? You having problems with the brakes?
Yes, what I ended up doing, just to check the rest of the brakes, is I had a coupling and a coupling, and I just capped them two off. And then, see if I can get a pedal. And, the fluid is full, but I'm getting no pedal. So I could have a leak anywhere in there. I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't look around if nobody's pumping on the brakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if you have a leak, you have a leak at the master seal, it'll be fluid all over the, running down the brake booster, bottom of the brake booster, running down from the master cylinder to the bottom of the brake booster. Anything else, you pump the throttle pretty good quite a few times, and then take a look underneath the ride, and anything's leaking, it should show up on the floor.
Except for I got a big puddle right where all the area I'm working at, you know what I mean? So, again, I need somebody to pump on it so I can see what's leaking. Yeah, that's the end of the story of that.
that's what I was going to say, too. Usually it's good to have two people or have somebody with you, somebody to pump the pedal while you bleed them, if, you know, if you didn't have leaks. You have to have somebody pump the pedal and hold it while you bleed them. I mean, you can get Carol to do that. But usually it's good to have somebody with you. You know, one to pump the pedal and one to find out where everything's coming from. They're okay. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's better, you know, I don't know if you know anybody who'd be willing to come over and help you out. You know, there's always Junior.
No, you know what, I'll pass on that. No. I'd rather rig up a stick with a rope with, you know, something. No.
Yeah, I know. I was making a joke. I know that. I know you wouldn't. But I threw that in there. But I don't know who you would know that would come over. I don't know if your neighbor or somebody come over and, you know, just help you out. Because somebody's got to push down on the pedal in order for you to be down there to find out where it's coming out of. And by yourself, man, that's just not going to work.
Yeah, roger that. So I said 10 minutes ago, I'm done. I'm going to go jump in the shower, give me something to eat, and figure it out. Figure something out tomorrow or something. I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, all right, man. 755, man, you're coming in rough through the repeater real bad. Noise is covering you up. All right, man, well, go ahead and take care of your business there, Frank, and I'm sitting back here. For a while, man, I was thinking of that movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas. I remember seeing it years ago, and I loved it. And I always thought to myself, man, I wish I could watch that movie again. And here today, I'm scrolling through YouTube, and there it is, man, Falling Down, the full movie. Man, I've been watching it. I'm about three quarters through it, but I took a break. I paused it, took a break, fired the radio, see if anybody was jamming, okay?
Yeah, no, roger that. That's why I was calling out for you, to see what you had going on. I'll be watching the Michael Douglas Legend play. That's the one where he walks around with a briefcase, ain't it? He gets fired or something.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's a crazy movie. Guy's nuts, but I love the movie. Like I said, I've seen it twice, but it was a long time ago, and I liked it. And just the other day, YouTube had little bits and pieces of the movie, you know, falling down a restaurant scene or something. And I was thinking to myself, man, I wish I could see the whole movie. I went up on Tubi, looked, seen if it was up there, and it wasn't. And I just thought, oh, the hell with it. And then, like I said, today I'm scrolling, man. The first thing I see, Falling Down, full movie. And I was like, ah, there it is. Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, that's what Michael Douglas is, where he's a clean-cut, white shirt, tie, and goes nuts on people.
Yeah, roger, that's the one where he gets fired. And he just has a bad day. All right, Dave, just want to see what you were getting into. Like I said, I'm gonna pack it up and call this one a day. It's already getting dark. I got a couple hours. I'll put it on you a little bit. If you get bored, give me a call. I'll have it on for a minute. So, WSFT 902, and I'll be listening.
Yeah, all right, Frank. No problem, man. Appreciate the key down. All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to go back to my movie, WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, roger that. Good enough. I guess I'll talk to you in a few, WSOZ 902 number. Yeah, whoever's trying to get through there, you're unreadable. You're carrying a lot of hash. And I can't understand you.
Something was repeated. This is Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot, Whiskey 755. And if I...
All right, roger that, 755, WS1502. I did make out your call letters, and you were a little bit cleaner that time, but you are carrying a lot of heads.
Hey, copy that. This is Operator Josh down in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Copy.
Yeah, roger that. You are hitting the Detroit Peter and then Mount Clemens repeater, so you're definitely getting up there, but you are carrying a lot of heads.
At Ohio Station, man. Yeah, it's kind of rough, man. Give it a little time. You should start coming in cleaner. But getting the time to you. It's working. You can make out what you're saying a little bit, but it's very noisy. But in a little bit, it should start coming in cleaner. WSFZ up here in Warren, Michigan said that, and I'm on the side quiet. Did you catch any of that, Frank?
The hash walked right over him. I couldn't make anything out either, so.
Yeah, all right. I think it'll get better as the night starts coming in. It should start coming in a little better. Usually it's the morning when I get signals from Ohio and everything and talk to them. Jack gets out there at night and talks to them. And I never heard really any at night except now I have. So I figured as the night goes on, it's going to get the conditions are getting better. As time goes on, he should start coming in better and better anyway. All right, I'm back to my movie, man. Take care around Ohio, man. And Frank, I'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793 out.
Good enough, Dave. WSFZ 902.
Just running a 7 out with 18 inside of my apartment building. Copy. Just here, a box shot with 755.
I have to key it up again. Yeah, I copy the southern element beam on top of your apartment building. Which way you got them beams pointed?
Got it inside of my living room. Inside of my living room. About 20 miles outside.
Yeah, roger that. I copied most of it, but not all of it. Like I said, it's really rough, man. Really rough still. If you had the beams inside the house, that ain't going to do you no good. You got to have them outside. You know, obviously, beams are directional, and you're trying to fire through walls and, you know, whatever is between the walls of each apartment and things like that. I think it could be rough. You're doing all right, though. I mean, if you got the beams in a room and you're in Ohio there, you're doing all right. But if you had them outside, you'd really be cleaning up there. Roger.
Copy that. I'll have to
go up there and put them up. Copy. Yeah, roger that. All right, my friend. I got to get back to my movie here. I keep saying I'm going to go back to it, but I had to keep keying down. I got to stop and take it easy and watch my movie. Like I said before, you have yourself a good night. You should be in a little while. You probably will start coming in a little better. I don't know about it being in an apartment, you know, having the beams in the room. That stuff should be, obviously, you know, it should be on the roof, but, you know, beams, you know, trying to go through all the walls, it's a little rough. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Once again, WSOZ 793, and I'm out.
6 8 8. I hope you're doing well. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot, Whiskey 755. You're at the Michigan repeater.
Hello, this is Whiskey Romeo Tango Fox 618 for radio. Did anyone copy? Well, this is Whiskey Romeo Tango Fox 618 up here in Northfield, Ohio.
Hey, 618, it sounded good coming off the Detroit repeater for sure. WSAL 946.
Roger, 946, that was in Detroit. You're sounding like you're right down here in Northfield, Ohio with me right now. You copy?
I sure do. Yeah, you sounded real good here. A little static, but not much. Not much for that distance. It, like I say, you're coming off. I'm on the Detroit repeater. You're sounding real good.
That's what I was doing in the Detroit repeater. I'm up here right now. I'm up here in Ohio right now. A little bit south of Cleveland right now. I'm up here in Northfield, Ohio. That's near Akron.
Okay. Well, I am, if you know where Lake St. Clair is, I would be like middle of Lake St. Clair, just to the east, about 5 miles, 6 miles.
Yeah, Roger, by Lake St. Clair and over there in Michigan, then that's...
Yeah, copy that. You got a base, or you're not mobile, are you?
I'm on a base station over there, 25-watt base station connected to a four-element beam facing northwest right now.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking to Dave a little earlier. I was monitoring. Yeah, the band, the sky's cleared up quite a bit. That you're coming in just dandy right now.
Before I was on a mag mount antenna inside the house. Now I'm connected up to a 4-element beam right now on the outside house.
Okay, copy that. Yeah. Well, he was confused. So was I. I didn't talk, but you know, it sounded like you were on a beam inside the house.
No, that was my friend out here in on a beam on the inside of this house there.
Okay. Copy. WSIL 946 for ID purposes.
946. That my friend's finger out here was called 755. 755. He was on the beam.
Okay. Got you there. What kind of rotor you got under that beam?
I don't have a rotor on the bottom of this beam right here. I have to go out there and turn it by hand.
Yeah, copy that. If you went a little more north, you'd probably even do a little bit better. But they, what are the beams? I don't know. They still have what, a 40 degree or something like that width, I think.
So, from where I'm at right now, northwest of me is Michigan. North of me is Canada.
Well, Detroit is going to be on the. On the west side, pretty dang close to Canada. So, like I said, if you went a little more north, you'd probably hit this computer a little better.
Right, that's why I got it pointed. Right now, northwest. Right now, I got it pointed northwest.
You're pushing 25 watts.
Yeah, I'm running 25 watts, and I'm connected up to a 4-element beam that's only 10 feet off the ground.
Copy that. Well, I'm, I got a DB-20 here on medium, so, you know, I'm coming at you with, you know, 8-9 watts probably.
You must be a lot closer to this receiver right here, too, than I am.
Oh, yeah, it's not too many miles away. He's ready to see it for me is probably, I don't know, 6-7 miles, maybe.
With Sierra, one shot, with 755 on the air.
WSAL 946, is that 755?
That was 755. He's working on his antenna right now. You copy?
Yeah, I copy that. I don't know if he can hear me or not, but he's awful weak up there. I mean, I'm barely making him out. Copy?
Roger that. He said, I'm talking on the phone here, he said he's pushing out around 45 watts going to that antenna right there. He's trying his best to get out to you.
You know what? I'm gonna jump up to the Mount Clemens repeater, which is 462-675. Because they're always linked. Mount Clemens and Detroit are always linked. Maybe we do a better job up there. Why don't you jump up there too? Let's see how we do.
I don't think I got that programmed in this radio here, so I don't know if you'll hear me on that phone right there. And I'm talking to you right now off of an old Kenwood radio that's still programmed.
Hello, Ohio. Can you hear me? WSAL 946.
946.
Well, it's hard to hear you again, sir. Like I say, these two are always linked, so you're probably still, I don't know, hard to say, but yeah, you're not quite making it, friend.
Roger, I'm just trying to get in there as best I can on a 25-watt radio connected up to a 4-element beam facing northwest right now from being out here in Northfield, Ohio.
Yeah, copy that. I got a little 4-man setup going here. I got a J-Fly, it's a Slim Jim hanging in the kitchen window. Inside the house, and I get good reports, get pretty darn good reports, like from you, sir. WSAL 946, great talking to you. I'm gonna go clear. I'll be standing by and listening. WSAL 946.
Hey, 946, am I coming in any better now? I push 50 watts right now?
That's slightly better. You know, the repeater's giving me full power coming off it, but you're hitting the repeater pretty nicely, actually. You know, a little static in there, but a little bit better at full power.
I'm working 25 watts,
this one comes to a 50-watt
radio. I'm
on a 50-watt
Motorola radio, not a
24-watt Kenwood. Well, your transmission before that one was It's quite better. I don't know if you're switching radios up, but there's, yeah.
I'm on a 50 watt
Motorola radio, not a 25 watt cable. Well, it's working. It's working for sure. You know, why don't you take it down? Take it down for me. Let's see if I can hear a difference.
You want me to go back down to 25 watts?
Yeah. Well, no copy at 25 watts. No copy at all. WSAL 946. Yeah, I do now. Yeah, 25 watts.
This is 25 watt mobile base station rail over here, not the 50 water.
Well, the 50 water is not the same radio then, but the 50 water definitely sounds a whole 10 times better.
Okay, this is right now. I'm talking on 25 watts right now, not 50.
Well, no, you're doing much better with the 50 watts for sure.
I'm gonna switch back to the 50 water.
You're on 50 watts right now?
Affirmative. I'm back on the 50 watt Motorola radio.
You know, it's really hard to make a comparison. Because your first key up, when you just went back to the 50, was pretty weak, and then you came in good. And it's tough to make a comparison right now. I guess we're probably just wasting both our time. Copy whatsoever, just a whole bunch of static. It's disguised, I do believe. Well, about all I heard was condition. So yeah, give it a little more time. You know, sometimes give it another hour, it might open up real clear, or it's gone, who knows. WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear, my friend. Great talking, you have a good one.
Find the hotspot.
488 Jack.
WSAL 946.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, he's talking up a set of small beams that are aimed down where he's in north. He's got a name northwest. It doesn't have a rotor on it. I said, just go a little bit more north. You know, we're closer to Canada. You know, and where he's probably got a name, but he doesn't have the means to do that right now. But.
Well, those beams, I don't know if he knows how where to put them. But he's got to put them right on that lake area. He'll sound good because that Mount Cummins repeater and the Detroit repeater, especially Detroit repeater, facing Lake Erie. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. That's why I told him, you know, try to, if you want to communicate with Detroit or Mount Clemens, aim a little bit more north, I think, you know.
Yeah, he's got to open Google Map and find out what Lake Erie is and face it that way. If it's on the north, he might face it on the north. Because those beams, just like the Yagi antenna, that's how they work.
Well, you know, he said beams, but he's probably a Yagi he's talking about.
You never know. Anyhow, boy, good talking to you out there. I'm going to take a few minutes, go get me some ice cream. I just turned on the radio. That's why. All right, Rob, take care. We'll talk soon.
All right, Jack, good talking. Thought I'd just jump in there and said howdy. Enjoy your ice cream. I'm going to go clear after yours, WSAL 946.
IAG, 48, clear. You're not making it at all. I told you, you know what the hot spot? Find the clear spot. No trees, no house, no nothing. WIUG, grade 8.
WSHY 363 mobile monitoring.
Anything, but I copy it, WSAL 946.
out there. If you got a Nagoya 771G and you're on the handheld, put it on the radio. That's the only way you're going to reach over here. WIG 88.
I don't want to take it.
All the noise out here.
WSAL 946.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Ralph, what's happening?
Just tubing. Just YouTubing. Finish up that movie.
Yeah, just a few minutes, about a minute ago or so. Man, it's a long-ass movie. But it was good. Yeah, just clicked out of it about a couple minutes ago. Figured I'd turn this on and see what's happening.
Yeah, I did a little bit of talking to some fellows in Ohio. They weren't coming in too good. I don't know if they're still out there or not, but... that's about it for me.
The one guy that had the beam outside, to me at least, he was coming in pretty good.
Yeah, at times. I talked to him after you signed off. You know, he faced down to all, you know, he couldn't really understand him and then come back in. But, yeah, he was coming in pretty good when things were right.
Yeah, Roger that. I sent a text over to Jack saying that station's coming out of Ohio pretty good tonight, letting them know that, you know, Ohio's out there because he likes to get out there and talk to them. And he sent me a text back saying thanks. So I don't know if he got out here or not.
Yeah, I talked to him briefly. He was talking to a couple of Ohio people also. He had the same thing I had going here. They just weren't hitting the repeater too well.
All right. WSZ 793 ID. Yeah, I turned down after the one come out of Ohio that was sounding really good. I heard you talking to him. I didn't feel like keying up, but when the one that had the beams outside, he was coming in decent. The one with the beams inside in the apartment, he was coming in all messy and stuff. Then I turned it down and I was going back to my movie and I thought about Jack. And I know Jack likes to get out here and talk to them too, so I just shot him a text. I told him Ohio's on the band tonight in case you're interested. And, you know, he said thanks and then that was it. I went back to my movie.
Yeah, I talked to Jack a little over an hour ago, I think. He was going to have himself some ice cream. Dang, I wish I had some ice cream in the freezer.
I have ice cream in the freezer. I had some last night. Had a little bowl of it. It's called deer tracks, not moose tracks, deer tracks. It's about the same thing as moose tracks. I mean, I don't really see no difference. It's pieces of chocolate and then little butter cups and, I don't know, vanilla ice cream, whatever the hell. It ain't no different than moose tracks, but I had a little bit. I ain't had ice cream in a while. When you first get them, man, you open them up. You know, nice and, you know, easy to spoon out, nice soft and everything, and then put the lid back on and put them in the freezer. Next time you go to do it, you gotta like, it's like cement. It's like trying to dig out cement.
Oh yeah, and you can't just go to the outside when it warms up a little. You gotta get to where you see all that good chocolatey stuff. You get right in the middle of that sucker.
I know. I wish they'd mix it a little better so that the chocolate is more even all the way around, but because I don't care for them sections where it's mostly chocolate in there. I mean, I'll eat it. I got to scoop it out of there and I'll eat it, but sometimes, man, it's a little too much chocolate. But trying to get the spoon down in there and then trying to pry up a piece, you know, to put in the bowl. And, you don't watch what you're doing, man. It shoots out. Ooh. Shoots up in the air and comes down, and the dog gets it. So there you go. But, it was good. I ain't had none in a long time and seen it in there. And I figured, well, let me get a little of this. I want some. I'm not much of a sugar eater or a pop drinker or nothing. But once in a while, I like a little something sweet. It always happens. I always like a little something sweet. So I seen it in there, and I was like, a little bit of this ain't gonna send me over the edge.
Oh, heck yeah. I've got my sweet tooth. I try to avoid it, but, you know, it happens more than it should. You know, I'm ordering up groceries. Oh, I gotta have a bag of those Snickers or a bag of those Baby Ruths, you know, and he gave me some ice cream, too.
Yeah, there was times I used to eat quite a bit of sweets and drink a lot of pop, but I don't do that much anymore. A little pop here and there, maybe a little apple juice, and sweets-wise, you know, maybe a couple, you get them Kit Kats, they're like two Kit Kats in a pack, little packets of Kit Kat candy bars, two of them to pack. I'll smash a couple of those and munch them down with my coffee or something, but it's not every night or nothing. I just, you know, I don't really care much anymore. I don't eat cake really anymore or nothing sweet like that, even ice cream in a way, but there's times, man, where, you know, it just hits me, I could dig something sweet, and so I'll go in there and look and see what I can get my hands on, and I seen that ice cream, and I was like, I ain't had none of this in a while, might as well get with it.
Yeah, copy that. Well, for me, it's the same old story. Once I start, I'll now I'm craving it, and I'll have more than I should for sure.
You know, what's addicting is to me at least is like Crunch Berries cereal. I'll eat a bowl of it, and I'll have to go back for a second bowl, sometimes even a third. Can't get enough of that stuff, but I know I can't be eating it all the time either, so, like Cap'n Crunch, too, just plain Cap'n Crunch. I love Cap'n Crunch. And I could eat the whole box if I, you know, wanted to, just to taste so good, but I have to limit myself on that. But other than that, that aside, that's about it. Like I said, I don't mess with cake no more or anything. And like I said, rarely ice cream even, but it just happened to be there, and it was something to grab and get down with. So anyway, what else is going on over there?
Yeah, not much. I'm YouTubing. This is some music. I was listening to some Frank Zappa. Did you into Zappa at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm the Slime. Moving to Montana. Your Dirty Love. Quite a few tunes. There'll be times a Zappa song will pop on or something, and I'll be like, oh, I forgot about this one. That's a good one, too. Yeah, Zappa was good.
Yeah, I've been listening to Zappa for a lot of years.
guys. I think the guy had about 100 albums that he put out. So it's, some of it, not get into, but a lot of the earlier stuff for sure.
And back when I was in my 20s and stuff, I had a friend named Brian Johnson. Rest in peace, brother. And he called himself Mr. Whoopi, Mr. Whoopi Band. And I can't remember how he did it, but he had like a 5 or 6 cassette recorders. And he'd play some guitar on one recorder, play bass on another one, play the drums on another one, same song, just the ones that he made up. And I don't know, sang on the other one, whatever. And he used to be able to mix them together into one tape. I forgot how he did it, but he used to do it. And then when he'd get it mixed, he'd have one more, and I would come over my guitar, and he would play back the song, and I would throw some solos in it and stuff. I would solo to it and everything, you know, put in lead solos and stuff. Called himself Mr. Whoopi Band. He had a stack of cassettes, man, all recorded and everything, songs that he came up with. He was like Zappa. He'd come up with the weird, you know what I mean, the out of the ordinary lyrics and stuff, man. It was great.
You were in your young 20s?
Yeah, I was in the 20s. I was 21, 22. I had my Gibson SG and my Sun Centura amplifier. But I didn't use my amp over there. He had amps and stuff. But I used to bring my SG. It's the only guitar that I would play. You know, he'd get a song all mixed in and everything. And then I'd listen to it once or twice. And then I'd come up with a little solo, you know, sometimes we had to cut some parts out. It was work. We had to cut some parts out to make room for a solo and this and that, and used to screw around. But the end product was all right. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people listened to his tapes and liked it. You know, people in local neighborhoods and friends and stuff. But he reminded me of Frank Zappa, man. I can't remember how the hell he recorded all the 6 cassette recorders and how he mixed it together. There was a way he mixed it all in one tape, and it'd all be there. It'd sound like a studio tape almost. God, those were the days.
Yeah, sounded like he had his own homemade 4-track setup. Yeah. He's putting on and off. As long as you know where it's coming from, he was mixing it. Sounds like he was mixing it up just right.
Yeah, and the thing was, you know, he could play the drums, he could play the bass, he knew how to play all that stuff. All his songs that he wrote and recorded were done by him only, him and him only, except for my solos. There were songs that he wrote that he didn't want no solos on, and I didn't do no solos on it. But I would jam to him anyway, you know. I'd be over his house and I'd pick up one of his guitars and play along just for the hell of it, you know. Yeah, I forgot how he passed away. He was young. He's about my age, maybe a little older. No, he would have been about my age. I think 23 he passed away, I think from an illness. It's been so long I don't remember, but he was great. I used to love going over there, man. Just, you know, he would call me on the phone, I got something new, you know. Come on by and give it a check, you know. And I'd come by there or we'd go out in the backyard even, grab some beers. We'd go out in the backyard and we'd sit on the picnic table and I had a little amplifier and I'd have one of his guitars and I'd just start playing something out of my head and he would just start blowing lyrics to it. Weird stuff, but it fit.
What was his name again?
His name was Brian Johnson. He lived on Colford, just off of Shane, I believe off of Shane. Yeah, on Colford, just east of Shaner.
But he calls himself Mr. Mr. Whoopi Band. He'd do the tape case, you know, you put your cassette in the little case, you know, the little case that the cassette comes in. You know, he would flip the, it would say, you know, realistic tape, T90, blah, 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 blah. He would flip it over to the other side where there was nothing on there, just a white sheet. And he'd put some paint on there, and he'd put on there, like, Mr. Whoopi Band, Unnecessary Smells. The name of the album or tape would be, like, Unnecessary Smells. And, you know, he had tapes on, you know, Mr. Whoopi Band, Girls Are Okay. And, you know, just weird stuff, man, but it was good. It was cool as hell. He reminded me, I used to tell him, man, he reminded me so much of Zappa, it wasn't funny.
Well, yeah, it sounds awesome, man. I was listening to Joe's Garage, Zappa Joe's Garage. He's got those little interludes where he's talking shit between the songs, and they just all blend into one. You know, there was no breaks in it. Really, a lot of them songs are really good.
Like, Moving to Montana and stuff, you know, all his songs, his lead solos were good. He was a good guitar player. I liked his lead solos because they were long. They weren't no short, you know, 5-10 second, you know, run up and down the neck and then back into the... His lead solos would last like about a half a minute to a minute. Like, Moving to Montana, the lead solo on that, that's about a good 2 minutes long. But he was good, man. The notes and everything were all there, and, you know, it didn't sound like he was just slapping away at the strings and making some kind of stupid noise. He knew how to play.
Yep, well, the same old story. He didn't take care of his... He didn't see the doctors. He died of prostate cancer. You know, it's completely curable. I'm a prostate cancer survivor myself.
Well, congratulations are in order for that. I mean that. If you survived it, it's all gone. It's no more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got it young. So did my oldest brother. I was 50. So, you know, you just keep getting your PSA checked, you know, when they do your blood work, and that's about it. That's about all you can do.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't have a primary doctor at the moment. I don't know. It don't matter. I don't want to go into that crap anyway, so, you know. But you got my memory trailing back. And we were sitting out in his backyard one time drinking the beer, and I was playing his Les Paul. He had a Gibson Les Paul, not the high end Gibson Les Paul. It was called the Paul, not Les Paul, the Paul, which is like a cheap bottom line version of Gibson's Les Paul that, you know, anybody could afford, like a $500 guitar. But it was a nice guitar. It was decent. It was heavy as hell. But I remember I was out there playing it, and he was singing some stuff to it, and the girl next door, cute as hell, she came up to the fence, man, and she said, man, you guys sound good, man. Your playing sounds good, too. That was cool, man.
Hell, yeah. Sounds like a great time. I got a neighbor, my neighbor right next door. She's, I think she's a witch, man. My daughter, I don't know, a year and a half ago, or the summer before, she's got this little Bluetooth speaker out there trying to get some sun and cleaning up her car. She called the police. I mean, you couldn't... Oh, man. Neighbor reaching over the fence liking something for me is not a...
Yeah, when I lived at the trailer park, I was still able to play. You know, I didn't have my problem with my hands or nothing. I used to like plug it. Well, I still do. All my life, I play guitar. I love plugging straight into the amp. I never really cared for distortion pedals and none of that stuff. wah-wah pedals. I didn't use any of them. If I could, I'd just plug straight into the amp. And it's when I bought my American Stratocaster and I bought a deluxe reverb amplifier, brand new, both of them brand new from Guitar Center, costing me quite a lot. But I used to plug in, and I'd use this freestyle, just wail away on blues, you know, play bluesy stuff. My neighbors next door used to come out, they told me, they'd hear me playing. They would come out on their deck and with a couple of drinks and stuff, and they said they liked sitting on the deck and listening to me play. You know, I had the living room windows open. I didn't play loud either. It wasn't. That amp on one was loud. It got, on two, it was really loud. You know, it was only a 20-watt amp, but it was tubes. And, yeah, they used to tell me that they would come out on the deck and listen to me. They enjoyed listening to me. The lady died not too long ago. She was like my second mother. She was really cool. She died from COVID, and I'm still in touch with the guy. He lives up in Cadillac now. He moved out of the trailer park and got a nice spread up in Cadillac. Excuse me. I stay in touch with him, but yeah, I used to do that too. I used to just sit there and noodle around and, you know, play some blues chords and then throw some solo in there and then go back to the chords, you know. And they used to like sitting there listening.
Nothing better, man. If you can cue that amp up to sound good, a 20 watt amp will blow your head off, man, if you crank that bitch.
Yeah, 20 watt tube amp will. 20 watt solid state's okay, but if you put a 20 watt solid state up against a 20 watt tube, the tube amplifier will be 10 times louder than the solid state, just about. Tube amps are loud. Plus, they're more natural. They have a more headroom and la la la. But all my amplifiers here are tube, except for one. I got a Marshall here that's solid state. I'm going to suck it because I really don't use it, don't really care for it. It's a good amp, but it's not made for really super clean playing, and I don't really use it anymore.
Yeah, copy that. What kind of box, what kind of PA you running your amps through?
None. I don't play out no more. I don't play in no bands anymore or nothing, so I just got small amplifiers, but they're tube amplifiers. They're 5 watt. And believe me, 5 watts of tube power is loud. I can turn it, if I turn it all the way up, they'll hear me on either side of the house, inside the house. It gets loud. But I have a Fender tube amp here. I bought brand new too, right after I bought the big Fender amp. The big Fender amp, me living in that trailer, trying to haul it back and forth, in and out of the bedroom to the narrow hallways and stuff, that thing weighed about 60 pounds. And so I went back to Guitar Center and I bought this 5-watt one, which is, I could still get loud and everything, but it was easier to pick up and carry and what have you. I still have it here, too. In fact, it's right here hooked up. I got a guitar plugged into it that I keep on the stand in case I feel like jamming.
Copy that. Well, you can't jam on the radio, but I'm going to tell you something, sir. I'd like to hear you, but you can't do that on the radio, I guess.
Well, back in them days, too, in my 20s and stuff, I was in the CB. I used to key up the mic and jam. Everybody liked listening to it, I guess. I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm just saying this is what I was told. You know, and sometimes somebody would ask me, hey, man, you got your guitar hooked up? And I'd be like, nah, it's in the case. I don't feel like dragging it out. And, oh, man, we wanted to hear you play. But, yeah, I used to play over the CD. But, no, not out here, I won't.
Yeah, copy that. Like I said, I'd like to, I know you said your hands are all messed up, but, man, I'm the CB days, I probably heard you. I mean, back in the, probably the 80s, you know, I was in the CV pretty good.
Yeah, well, back in the 80s, I was hanging out with this other CB here. We became great friends, and he called, handle was Burnout. And we used to drive around all over the place in his van and snort a little and drink a little and stuff. And just, you know, we used to cruise around in his basement. And I had an acoustic guitar. And I took it with me one day in his van and stuff. And we were parked at a gas station. We used to park at this gas station on Kelly and Morang. And you know, we used to either jam the stereo really super loud or whatever while we snorted and drank and stuff. And the gas station owner didn't mind because he kind of liked having us around, you know, in case anything went down. You know, we were like the eyes or whatever. I forgot how that worked. But anyway, we hung out on Channel 33 on the CB. So we wrote a song together. We sat there and did it. We wrote a song together called 33 Blues. And there was 33 lines in the song, and each line pertaining to a person on the radio. It's weird, but yeah, we wrote it, and a lot of people wanted copies of it, and it was pretty good. I think I could still play it. I think I don't remember the words, really. I think I remember the first two lines, but I remember the song. I could play the song on the guitar still, but I can't remember the verses now.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hey, I looked up the Whoopi Band. I'm not coming up with anything out of Detroit for sure. You got Bob Kerr as Whoopi Band.
No, you won't find anything because, no, Brian didn't play out in bars, and Brian didn't release any of the stuff. It was just like a hobby to him. It was just, you know, he just liked doing it. He didn't release anything or, no, Mr. Whoopi wouldn't be known on the internet because he didn't advertise or didn't try to, you know, get his songs out there. He just liked writing them, record them, and then putting them on tape and be done with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody out there might still have some of that. You know, who knows? Some old gal that was in love with him probably still got his cassette tape.
Yeah, he was married when he passed away. You know, his wife liked me a lot. But we went, it was a little while. There was some time that went on that we didn't see each other or anything or speak to each other. We weren't mad at each other or nothing. Just he had his thing and I was doing mine. And I think about a month passed. And somebody told me that he passed away. You know, funeral and everything was already done with and stuff. But, yeah, I was bummed, man. That bummed me out, man. I can't remember if he was sick. It wasn't an accident or nothing. I think he was sick. I think he got sick and passed away.
Copy that. WSIL 946 for ID.
Yeah, WSMZ 793 in moral purposes and everything else ID. So, yeah, that's the way it was, man. Those were the days, though, man. Everywhere I went, I carried that guitar in the case. No matter if I was just going out and going over a friend's house or anywhere, I used to take that guitar with me. And if I went over somebody's house, even if it just sat there in the case and I didn't play it, at least it was with me. And then, there's times somebody say, you know, get it out, man. Let's do something. And I'd have it with me. But I always took that guitar with me. That was a 61 Gibson SG. Same exact guitar Angus Young of AC/DC played, the chocolate brown with the black pick guard, because I was an AC/DC nut, and I played a lot of AC/DC. I loved them so much. I always wanted a SG like Angus's, and I got lucky and found one.
Pretty heavy guitar, though, huh?
Well, it wasn't heavy. About as heavy as one of my Stratocasters. I have two Stratocasters over here. One's an Alder body. That's the player series I got. And then the American one's a Swamp Ash. Premium Swamp Ash. That's why it was over $2,000. That's a heavy guitar. That guitar's heavy. If it ain't just as heavy, it's heavier than the Les Paul. It's a heavy Stratocaster. The other one, the Alder body, the player, that's light. You know, that it's got weight, I mean, but that's about the SG. It's about as light as the SG was.
What about those Squire guitars? They're pretty light, aren't they? Pretty light body.
You know, you can't knock them Squire guitars. I got nothing but good to say about them. Hell, some of them Squire guitars play better than the American Fenders. True, I've had a couple Squires that I loved. I had a Squire Jagmaster, which I wish I wouldn't have sold, man. I had a Squire Jagmaster, and, you know, Fender makes a Jagmaster, too. This thing had the P90 pickups, and it was a beautiful guitar. It was in great shape. I traded I traded a CB radio or something for it, and I had to set it up. I mean, I had to readjust the neck and do a few things, but other than that, man, it played beautifully, and it sounded beautiful, and I was like, man, I'm keeping this guitar. But, of course, somebody made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Damn, she's long-winded. Yeah, copy that, Dave.
For beginners, I'd recommend Squires. You can take a Squire Affinity Stratocaster with the right setup. You can make it play just as good as an American one. They're very playable. They're very good guitars. The Squire Affinities, too. There's the Squire Standards, which are about as good as the Fender Standards, if you ask me. And then you got the Affinity, which is the lower bottom budget Squire Stratocasters and stuff. But I've had a couple of those, and after a little bit of setup, man, they were great. They were great guitars. If I ever got you on my Facebook page, there's a whole bunch of pictures in my Facebook of all the guitars I had, including Squires and stuff are in there. And I had an Epiphone SG that I got from some kid. I traded a car stereo for it. The headstock was broke, but there was no missing pieces. And I re-glued the headstock and everything and did everything to it. That was a great playing guitar, too. That thing sounded great, and it played great. And I was living at the trailer park when I got it. There's pictures of it on my Facebook. Guy across the street made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
How the heck do I get on your Facebook?
I'll figure something out here. Let me see here. Hang on.
Well, we'll do it. I can give you an email. I give you one of my crap emails, and things open there if you want.
Yeah, DaveDoggy@yahoo.com.
Dave Doggy?
Yeah, Dave Doggy, DaveDoggy.
Trying like heck to log into mine right here. Hold on. Ah, jeez. I'm having a hard time here, Dave. I don't know how to... I'm on Facebook, and I'm trying to find you here.
No, DaveDoggy@yahoo.com is my email.
Yeah, I just shot you a little email. See if you can find it. If not tonight, tomorrow.
All right, give me a minute. All right, check your email.
All right, Dave, I'm going to get in the face, back in the face, please.
Yeah, I sent it to you, so let me know. That was you, Ralph. You were breaking up. I didn't understand none of it.
I said you're an Adam 12 fan, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it. Did you send me a friend request?
Yeah, I believe I did. I believe I clicked that.
Somebody sent me a friend request, but the name is Ron. Was that you?
Yeah, that's me, Ron Boyd. I'm operating under an assumed name.
All right, got you in there. Yeah, is that the first? Yeah, that's the first. No, that's not the first beer I bought. I think this is 2016. I just got on my Facebook, and one of the memory pictures popped up, and it's my Stratocaster, my Thunder amp, my little tube amp. I'm trying to look at the room, and I'm thinking, was this when I first bought it? No. It says 9 years ago, 2016. No, I bought that Strat in 2009, so this must be a different room I'm in.
I'm looking at I don't know what the heck it is. It's got four sets of pickups on it, some keys, double whammy bar. I don't know what the heck is that thing.
Now, a few guitars you see in there are pictures from the internet. Guitars with like 10 pickups on them and on a rotating disc that you can, different brand pickups, you know, you want to change up a different humbucker, you just rotate the disc. Stupid stuff like that. You should be able to tell the difference between, you know, my pictures of my guitars and the internet pictures, but I don't know. I'm going to go to bed. I think it's time for me to lay down. I'm starting to doze over here. So, I think it's time for me to go to bed.
All right, Dave. I'm not far behind you. Yeah, I'm going to check out your photos here. I think I'm getting some kind of generic stuff popping in. I don't think these are yours. But anyway, I'm going to check it out. I'm not sure. Anyway, WSAL 946. I'm gonna go clear. Be monitoring a little while anyway. Good talking, Dave.
Hey, Ralph. Well, it's good talking to you as well, man. As always, you're always out there, man. Always good for a conversation, even if it's just the two of us. But all right, man. I'll be back out here tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, whatever the case may be, and I'll check for you out there. I forgot. Yeah, I have internet pictures of weird guitars posted on there too, so you have to kind of discern between, you know, what's what there. But feel free to ask me any questions when you talk to me. I'll tell you what one's what and stuff. So. Anyway, good night, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WSOZ 793, I'm clear.
All right, Dave. You have yourself a wonderful sleepy sleep. I'll catch you in the morning.
How'd you ride? 73.
WSJU 861 monitor.